On this episode of Still Loading, cons for days. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second DLC episode of Still Loading. It's just me, solo, Josh. Today, it's going to be a short one, hence DLC. Just going to talk about some conventions. Specifically only one convention. But I went to RetroCon about a week ago now, and I just got back from a video game con in Parsippany, New Jersey. And I have to say, I enjoyed myself quite thoroughly. So I'm just going to give a quick, like, overview, what I thought, things I liked, things I didn't like, though predominantly I really enjoyed it. So let's just rattle off some of the things that I can think of that I didn't enjoy, and then we'll go into the good stuff that I did. Parking was a little scarce. I didn't have an issue because I got there crazy early, but I could see, like, when I got there, the parking lot was very small, and it definitely was not made to house as many, or, like, was not meant for how big the con was going to be. Even though it's their first year, it was still pretty, like, felt pretty full, like, easily a couple thousand people in there. Maybe not that many, but there was a lot. It was still pretty crowded. There was a lot of people there. But, I'll find out what the final numbers are later once they post it. In any case, the parking was kind of meh, but, like, and other than that, and the arcade was too close to the main stage, but really, those were the only two big complaints I could think of. Things I liked, and I'll go into more detail on them, the panels were all really cool, they were all interesting ones. I also really liked that the arcade room and the dealer's room was really good, especially for a first-year con, especially for a small con, and for the location. So I liked that. I liked the food situation, actually, which I'll go into more detail once I rattle off the list or whatever. The bands and other performances they chose were really good. And everyone at the con, all the staff, were really friendly and super eager to help. I even just had a couple questions about trying to get back home in terms of tolls. They didn't know, but they were, you know, tried to point me in the right direction still. So it was just good staff. So let's just dig in a little bit. So, the dealer's room, just to get that out of the way, was really good. They had a really nice variety of just straight game dealers, because it's a video game convention, hence the name of Video Game Con. They had a good variety, though. There was some really cool stuff. They had a booth for that was a 3D printer, and it showed, like, motion capture stuff too. It was a really interesting booth, and you could see the motion, like, a guy was showing motion capture, like, showing it on the screen, so you would see him move and you see a 3D model on the screen move at the same time. That was really cool. They also had a 3D printer there showing you how, and you could print out whatever you want. It wasn't surprisingly that much. It was like 60 to 100 something for, I don't know if they mentioned a size, but for a single color thing, for a full color thing, it was like 160 to like 300 or something like that. But still, it was pretty cool. Not way out of my price range, but still really cool. So that was really neat. They had some cool artists there. It was a really nice mix between the actual game dealers and then all the artists and, like, artist alley type of stuff. It was like there was no artist alley, quote unquote, but they were all kind of mixed in together, but they were all really, really cool. And then after I checked out the dealer's room, I got in early because I had the VIP thing, the VIP pass, but for the price, it was a decent amount of stuff with the VIP pass, but it could have been like one or two extra things, but overall it was definitely worth the $50. Anyway, so after the dealer's room, I went over to the arcade room, and the arcade room was excellent. Much better than most other conventions I've gone to. Even like the games designated ones, like Too Many Games is a really good one, but it just doesn't, I don't know. It basically, this dealer, not dealer's room, sorry, arcade room felt a lot like, or a video game room felt a lot like a combination of an anime convention and a game convention, because all the game conventions I've gone to, they kind of have them all just set up and it's kind of out in the open. This, I don't know how to describe it. It just had a different vibe than like Too Many Games, but it was a mix of Too Many Games and like Anime Next or like an anime convention type of thing. But it was really good. I rebeat Donkey Kong 64. They already had the final boss right up there for me. It's not like, but it was cool to know that I could still do it. They had a great variety of things, like cool single-player stuff to cool multiplayer things. They had some indie game developers. There was a big one called CIA Games there. It looked like they were making their own like kind of Counter-Strike type of deal. That was interesting. I didn't get to play any of theirs because I'm not a big FPS person anymore, especially on something that's meant to be competitive. I'm not a competitive person, which is why I suck at video games, but you know. Anyway, so after I went to the arcade room, I just kind of walked around. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to do at first, but it picked up pretty quickly. Some of the panels I went to that were really good, I went to see video game cartoons. That was really cool. Those panelists I've seen at a ton of conventions like Anime Next, Senkai Con. I've seen them at a bunch at Too Many Games. They're really good. I would have stayed for their 18 plus panel later on, the Super Mario Brothers Red Coin District, but it was a bit of a drive for me, and it's only one day. I didn't want to pay for a hotel room, so I had to leave, unfortunately. In fact, it still hasn't, at the time of this recording, it still hasn't even started yet. It's still got about an hour or two before they go. But in any case, I would have loved to see it, but time constraints, distance, you know, that stuff. Another panel I went to was Streaming 101, which I've already streamed before, but it was cool to actually see someone who uses Twitch regularly and see what their methods are and how they like to broadcast and the type of dialogue they provide when they're actually live streaming or let's playing or whatever you want to call it. He was pretty cool. I was like Omni slash something. I forget his name already. I feel bad for the guy. That's another good little minor gripe. It didn't give names of the panelists. It just had the names of the panels, and it didn't even explain like agenda or schedule didn't really have anything explaining what the panels were. You just kind of had a guess, but that's a minor gripe. Like a lot of the names of it were kind of what you read is what you get. I stopped in for a little bit of Anime Parliament. That was pretty good. There was going to be the Wonderful World of JRPGs, but the presenter, the panelist, just never showed up, and that's when I headed out. But I will give the con big props. They had someone like in reserve, like, okay, if someone doesn't show up, what can we do to keep the people entertained? And they had something right there. I didn't stay for it, but it was from the same panelists who did the video game cartoon, so I know they were going to be good. So they had it under wraps. The music was awesome. I saw a little bit of the full thing of the Montclair Gamer Symphony Orchestra, and I saw a little bit of the Schwamm or the Schwamm. Montclair Gamer Symphony Orchestra was amazing. They are a very new group. This was only their second performance, but they did a good job. Really good arrangements. I mean, I'm not a music major. I used to be in band, that kind of thing, but their arrangements are really good. They were all very talented musicians. Like, usually I was a little nervous whenever I see a trumpet player or a clarinet player. They tend to either be way off, but the trumpeteer was beautiful. He played beautifully. They had a French horn player, which I love me some French horn. That sounded weird. Then you had the Schwamm, which they were kind of like a ska band almost. I saw a good chunk of their set, and they were surprisingly good. I really enjoyed their stuff. I didn't stick around for them. The other guests included, which I did not stay for, but the other guests included Chris Kaiser and Chipocrit, and I love Chipocrit. Like I said, it was a little bit too late for me to stay because it takes me a couple hours to get home from where the con was at, but it was definitely well worth it. They also had, coming up later, which I missed, was Iron Horse Cinema made a fan film of The Last of Us, which sounded pretty cool. They had a dance around 10 o'clock, or they're going to have a dance, like I said, at the time of this recording, the con is still going on, but, excuse me, I'm back home. Yeah, I mean, overall, I really enjoyed it. The last thing I really wanted to just kind of give props to them on was that the food situation was incredible. They kind of knew the location of their con, and they knew there wasn't any like restaurants or eateries within walking distance. So they really kind of like advertised, like, there's a hoagie or sub place called Jimmy John's that gave you like 30 cent deliveries, and you could just pay over the phone with a credit card. So I ordered that for lunch. At the con itself, though, they were selling pizza and soda, and they even had subs there from a different place other than Jimmy John's. So you could buy sandwiches and pizza right there. And they had, of course, water and everything. But that was perfect. It was, I mean, they constantly had a flow. Like, I would see them constantly bringing pizzas in and bringing subs in or hoagies, whatever you want to call it. And I was really impressed by that. Normally, I'm not, like, one to critique cons. But now that I've kind of been, I mean, I'm not going to say I've been to a lot. I haven't been to a wide variety of them, but I've gone to the same ones numerous times. And now that I kind of have a little bit more of a grasp of what I do enjoy at a con and what I don't enjoy, I can kind of critique it a bit. And I have to say, for a first year, this is definitely, like, I'd go back again next year. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would totally do it again next year. I don't know if it'll be a one day next year or they'll expand it depending on, like, how popular this one was. But it seemed to me like it was a rousing success. Everyone I mean, I didn't talk to a lot of people because I'm a little shy in public. You know what I'm saying? But the people I did talk to were always happy. All the vendors were great. Like, everyone was super nice and super respectful. I don't know. I can't really praise it that much more. It was a very, for its first time going, and I know they're going to be learning a lot for next year. It was a great con. I could not recommend it more. So, kind of wrapping up, I know it's another short little 10-minute thing, but like I said, it's just a little DLC, just a little snippet, just to say what I enjoyed, what I didn't enjoy, and yeah, overall, great con, so I hope to see them again next year. So that's about it for this episode of Still Loading. Next week, I am going to be posting the big episode, because it's every other, as you know. Or at least it should be. Hope. I mean, I know I did one small one as one of the main ones, but I couldn't get anyone. Any case, neither here nor there. I'm having a friend of mine named Jay who competes competitively in Soul Calibur 5, and he's going to be talking a lot about competitive fighting games. Maybe competitive games overall, but definitely competitive fighting games. So that's about it. So until next week, guys. See ya.